Star Performance, Bailey's Racing Engines, Engine Pro, Maxim Chassis, MCS Auctions, Must Be Racing, Oschwecken Speedway, Poncho's Racing Products, Blade Shock Technology.
Tonight we sit down with Doug Leonard from Oschwecken Speedway, and Doug and the rest of the crew over at Oschwecken Speedway made a big announcement last week that the Sprint Car Capital of Canada is adding a second Sprint Car class for 2014. And Doug, exciting news for you guys, because I know this has been a project that's been under research for several years now.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that obviously we've talked as a team, and something that Glenn Stires has wanted to do, and he gave us full permission to say, hey, listen, I think we've done enough research on it, and that let's go ahead and make it a class for 2014. So we announced it on our Facebook pages first and got a lot of press from it, and then we put the press release out. So we did a little bit backwards and all that stuff, but it's generated a lot of exposure for us, and we've had a lot of interest from it. So it should be good for us.
And it's going to be a crate engine sprint car class. And one aspect of this is you guys needed a division kind of to bridge the gap between your sprint cars and your other divisions.
You're totally right, DJ. I mean, that's something we didn't have. I mean, we brought in the bomber class a couple years ago, and I personally question it. I mean, why do we need bombers? I mean, but I see what it's done. It's given a stepping stone or an introductory class, and then people have moved up to the mini stocks, and then from mini stocks they moved up to the thunder stocks, and we just had a huge jump to go from our thunder stock class to our 360 sprint car class. In some cases, we lost them to the dirt car field, and that when they went to sportsman racing and used that same engine, and we didn't bring them to Oschwecken Speedway. I mean, we only brought the sportsman series back after numerous years off once last year. So we lost those customers altogether, or those racers and race teams, and that now we're looking at it and saying, hey, you know what? Let's give them that stepping stone to go from that thunder stock class to a sprint car, but not spend the bank or mortgage the house again to afford to go racing.
And this is a an engine that's widely used in your part of the country, the 602 crate engines. Not one that we see a whole lot in our area, but over in dirt country, that's the basis for a lot of different classes, the way I understand.
Yeah, you're totally right. I mean, like I said, it saved the dirt car sportsman division. I mean, their prices of their engines were getting out of hands with their open engines, and that Pete Bicknell and Nancy Bicknell were huge advocates of it. I believe they're the ones who spearheaded and said, hey, let's use this engine. And it's just saved their whole class. I mean, that sportsman division, I believe they are averaging well over 24 cars a night. On a Saturday night at Merivale, we've used those same engines in our street stock classes. So we have a ton or abundance of these 602 crate engines in our area. So we're like, hey, let's use them. Let's take that thunder stock, or a guy who may want to change from a sportsman to go sprint car racing, they can sell the car but keep the engine and put it into their sprint car.
And one aspect of the crate racing engine everyone always asks is the technical aspect. Who's going to be in charge of actually keeping the crate class and doing the unthankful job of teching this class?
Well, obviously Glenn Hills is our technical director, and I mean he has experience and exposure to them. I mean he techs at our racetrack. He also techs at Flamborough Speedway, so he's familiar with it. We've also talked to Glenn, and Glenn Stires is obviously aware of what these crate engines, what could happen if we don't police it. He's told us that he's going to do everything and anything possible to make sure these guys are legit. I mean, there's been chassis dynos been thrown out there. He's saying, hey, I might put an investment into one of those to see if we can police it that way. We've heard of cam doctors being out there. So the tools I think we will have at Oschwecken Speedway, because we don't want to let this class get out of hand. We want to make it affordable, safe, reasonable, and cheap. Give our 360 guys a place where they can sell their older equipment. And like I said, give our Thunderstock guys a chance where they can take that 602 engine and purchase some of that older stuff and go race them.
And to reiterate to the sprint car fans in the area, this is not going to be a replacement class for the 360s. This is in the spirit of helping this class along to give people a way to migrate into the 360 sprint car class.
That's correct. We're going from a four division show on a regular Friday night to a fifth division. So we're adding, we're not replacing anything. We're adding an additional class.
So you made the announcement. People have had a week to digest it. What's the interest level been? Have you been seeing some early commitments so far, or are people still on the fence a little bit waiting for this, for the upcoming rules meeting?
Well, we've already got a commitment from about three or four guys, and Glenn's happy with that. Glenn said, hey, you know what? When I first opened up the racetrack, he goes, some divisions I only had three or four cars in the class, and he goes, I'm okay with that in advancing it. So we already have commitment, like I said, about three or four guys. There's been, if I follow Facebook and we believe everything we see on Facebook, there's probably about four or five other guys who said they are going to do it. Then we have another handful of 5 to 10 that say, hey, let me see the rule package and I'll make my decision from there. So when we left our meeting or our dinner that we had on the Monday night, we were tossing around a number of 6 to 8. Now that we've seen some of this commitment and interest from it, we think it might be a 12 to 14 car class in that first season.
So you guys have already had a rules meeting. How was that received?
We haven't had a rules meeting where we've announced that. We've only done it as a team. I mean, our discussion as a team, when I say a team, that's Nathan Christensen, our general manager, Clinton Jeffrey, and myself being the director of race night operations, obviously having Glenn Hills in there, and then Glenn Stiers. So we've discussed it amongst ourselves. With the World Finals happening this week, all our contacts have left. I mean, Glenn left today to go down there, and his whole team. Doug Brown, who's been a huge advocate of this, Mitchell Brown's father, they've basically kind of been our guinea pig in a sense, because the younger brother, Jacob Brown, who had the Thunderstock, they've now taken that engine and put it into one of Mitchell's old 360s and have done a lot of testing. So, I mean, there's our first car that we know will be in that class next year. So, of course, Doug's gone down to the World Finals as well. So we have a meeting set up for the 13th next week. We're going to sit down as a team, finalize these rules, and our goal is to have them out before November 29th, which is our banquet. So teams can digest them, and then we've already booked an information center or an information session or a rules meeting for December the 7th, where we're going to get all the teams together that are interested and answer all their questions.
And for a while, you guys looked at this as a non-wing class, but it is going to be a wing sprint car class, from what I understand, for 2014.
That's correct. It is totally going to be a wing class in that we are taking a lot of the rules from our 360 class. So wings, I mean, the chassis, the tires, et cetera. And we are going to go racing that way. We found removing that wing obviously changes the handling of the car. And that's not the purpose of this class. The purpose of this class is to make it affordable and give a driver the experience and the knowledge of how to tune, how to set up the car to go sprint car racing.
And it sounds like a great idea, especially in your area where that engine is pretty prevalent. And it sounds like you guys have exciting things going on already for 2014 there at Oshwegan Speedway. When do you think we'll see maybe a schedule coming, or maybe some race dates starting to leak out from the racetrack?
Well, what we plan to do again in that meeting, that on our banquet, we are planning to announce some of the major dates. We basically have our schedule kind of in place, so the framework there. So we plan to release that very shortly. Probably you'll see it coming out sometime between that banquet session and the Christmas time. It's not going to be much different than what we did last year. Last year we had a very successful year. So we kind of plan to use that same framework, maybe modify a few things. The only thing we really need to finalize is those weekly sponsors. I mean, who's going to sponsor which night, et cetera, and slot that in.
Well, I appreciate you taking time out to join us tonight, and I'm really excited to see how your new sprint car class develops over the 2014 season.
Yeah, we're excited too in that, and hopefully it'll be another successful division for us and really take off.
Doug Leonard from the Oshwegan Speedway. Doug, if people want more information on the class for Oshwegan Speedway, where can they get it?
They can get it on our website, obviously. If anyone has a direct question, gladly they can email me at doug@oshweganspeedway.com, or they can email Clinton at clinton@oshweganspeedway.com. Both of us can answer any questions that people have.
Well, Doug, I know you have a busy schedule. Thank you for taking time out to join us, and look forward to seeing how it works.
Hey, anytime, TJ. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the TJ Flyboys podcast.